gentlemen.
Time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
He can extend plays like no other. You know what I'm saying? And he's very elusive, very athletic. And then, I mean, he can cover all the ground that he loses with his arm. You know, throwing if he got to throw it all the way across the field, or and it's pinpoint right on point every time. So that's the challenge that he presents. We got to be disciplined in the rush lanes, and guys got to plaster. DB's got to stick with the receivers as they try to make plays happen while he tried to extend plays. And it's a gift that he blessed with, and I'm sure he works on a lot. And we got to be ready for it.
Yeah, that's Grady Jarrett saying all the true things about Patrick Mahomes yesterday. He's 100% right. I mean, everybody who watches football has seen it at some point on the biggest stages. He's the guy. I mean, he's the guy for a reason. Everybody talks about. And the Falcons have a chance to go against him on Sunday night, right here on Sunday Night Football. And hopefully they can beat him. It'd be a hell of a thing to go into that stadium on Sunday night and come away with a victory against that team and that guy.
Right.
I mean, the hardest thing has to be you're a corner. You're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cover your guy for 5 seconds, and then the sixth second he breaks free.
Yep.
And Mahomes hits him across the field.
So he's rolling to his right, throws all the way back to the left.
Sidearm while getting sacked out of bounds and hits him for a 17-yard gain on 3rd and 16 or something like that. You know what I mean? Just demoralizing. But
that's him.
What it is.
And like Grady was saying, talking about when and he's so good that he takes those yards when you plaster.
Yeah.
Like when you do it and you think you're in a great position, just like you said, and all of a sudden you hear the crowd screaming.
Oh, you just got 12.
And
cool.
He's just running for 12 damn yards.
Yep.
You know, and we talked a couple of years ago, I think it was when they played Aaron Rodgers, and we talked about them dirty yards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And those, they know he's one of the best at getting those, and especially on third down. And he's one of those guys because he's going to get the benefit of the doubt because of who he is with pass interference,
yep,
and roughing the passers, yep, and all those different things. And so and he knows this, so that's why he plays to a point where I'm going to let you hit me, and then, you know, it's going to be, you know, a situation where you draw the penalty and all that, because it's not going to be close when it comes to him.
Right.
All right, you're getting the flag.
No, that's an extra little weapon they have on third and long.
Yes.
Is, all right, let me just extend it a little bit longer, throw it up in the air. The receivers know what to do.
Yes.
Draw a little contact. Mahomes is going to get the call. I mean, that's how they beat Cincinnati.
Yes.
No, it was pass interference.
It was.
I don't think anyone would have been offended had they not called it, because contact
happens. But you had to call it.
But you got to call it.
Yeah, because it is a penalty. But their offensive line is strong. Now, their right tackle, I mean, he's a good player. He just gets penalties.
Juwan Taylor?
He gets a lot of damn penalties, Andy.
Trey Smith, right guard. Trey Humphrey is one of the best.
He's one of the best. They got their interior. Like, Grady and McGonagall have their work cut out for him, the interior.
I forgot they got a touchdown to their left tackle.
Did you see the dance, though?
Wanye Morris.
Did you see the dance,
That man's
though?
Named after a member of Boyz II Men, right?
Oh, there's no way his mama did not name him after
There's no other
Wanye. His mama did not name. Yes.
It's not a family name.
No, it's not. She liked Boyz II Men and, like,
so they got Michael, a left tackle named after an R&B singer.
She was like, Michael? Nah, that's too far. Wanye.
Bobby? Nah, that's too far back.
Wanye. Damn it. We naming him Wanye.
Wanye Morris.
Yeah, man. But
I hope he can sing.
He's a good player, though.
He's a good player.
He's a good player, man. And I think the biggest thing for, is you can't let, like, it's always hard to say let Patrick Mahomes beat you, but don't let the run game get going. You know what I mean?
Right.
Make them I can't believe I'm saying. But make it one-dimensional.
If you can. The problem is that one dimension
is
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's
which
him.
Which is a damn good dimension.
Yeah.
You might be able to make him one-dimensional, though, because obviously Pacheco's out. So they're Carson Steele, Samaje Perine, Keyonte Ingram is sort of the third guy that they'll probably have elevated as well. So maybe you can take advantage of that. And we'll get more into this at 1:20 in our keys to the game, but like, My biggest worry is Travis Kelce hadn't gotten it going yet. It's going to happen at some point.
Because it's so scary because they're wavelength, man.
Yeah.
Like, Kelce can beat you and all those different things, but the improvising of him, because he's one of the best ever, but he has a quarterback that knows it, and it's unbelievable. Like, they don't practice it, really.
Yeah, they just know.
They just know.
They play together enough. He's like, oh, let me break this route off and go this way. Patrick's going to know I'm going to do
that. In the red zone, we know that, the Eagles, they got the shove thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got the damn shovel pass from every damn angle. There is no demand.
Let me just put one thing out there that I hope doesn't happen.
If he throws behind the back, if he throws behind the back in a game against you, you should be ashamed of yourself. All right. Let him run it, because that's the thing about it. He put stress on the end.
I'd rather have anything happen other than Patrick Mahomes throw a behind-the-back pass to Kelce for a touchdown in this game.
Yes.
Falcons fans don't deserve that.
No, they don't.
We don't deserve that crap. Right. Now, it would be incredible if he tried it and it got picked off and taken the other way.
Yeah,
that
like
would
that.
Be amazing.
That would be amazing.
But that's not what would happen.
But you always got to play your keys. They got the Falcons got one of the best safeties in ball. It is going to be a chess match between those two dudes back there.
We talked about how no one really has a lot of success against Mahomes. I was giving you some Raheem
stuff. Jesse Bates is on those defenses.
No. Justin Simmons, most interceptions against Mahomes in NFL history.
Yeah,
he's got
six?
Five.
Or five? Okay.
No one else has more than two. So, I don't know.
He played a lot of games against him.
Now, Justin Simmons is smart to say that. Doesn't mean anything. I got lucky a couple times is what he said. He's like, I'm not going to give him any bulletin board material.
No.
I don't like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I've got him figured out or anything like that. But you do have a guy that has picked him off five times, which is great. Maybe he can make it six or seven or whatever on Sunday night. That would go a long way. All right, let's hear from the Braves. Just put up a million runs last night. Everybody went off. Let's hear Michael Harris.
Where the Braves have scored at least 10. And on cue, Michael Harris is going to add on. Third homer of the series for Harris. It's 12-3.
Maybe the absolute hell out of them.
What they do is so funny. This is what it's kind of been the last couple of weeks. It's like they'll score 12
and then they'll score
or
nine.
Two.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What
that's right. Michael, we talked a lot about Michael Harris yesterday. Just continues to be just great and great, great, great. Good to see Matt Olson.
It feels like Michael Harris is really kind of clicking at the right time.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like you really only
But you hate it because it's a possibility that we might not get see more of it.
I know, but I love it because it might be for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like all you need, all this team needs, is this pitching staff can do what they've done in the bullpen and all that. But, like, Michael Harris, Ozuna stays where he's been.
Right.
Michael Harris, Ozuna, and, like, Matt Olson, you can win a playoff series with three hot hitters.
You can beat the Brewers.
Definitely.
Yeah, you can beat the Brewers with that. I do believe that.
Obviously, they got to do a lot before they get there.
They got to do a lot before that. But what did we talk about yesterday? They got to get, what, we said 8-2?
8-2,
7-3, somewhere there, right there. Did the Mets play last night? I'm assuming they won.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm assuming they won because nobody said anything. That's something you were kind of banking on. They're going to play Philadelphia and Philadelphia helping you out and everything, but you can't trust them damn people in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Taiwan Walker.
Other than Hugh Douglas. Huh?
Taiwan Walker.
Other than Hugh.
Is still on the pitching staff for the Phillies for some reason. I don't know why. He didn't help us out last night.
He must have got something bad happened to him in Atlanta.
Pitching batting practice.
Yeah, something happened bad in Atlanta.
Fell in love with Onyx.
Yeah, that's what happened right there, man. Sapphire left him.
Nah, I wish it was just Atlanta that he was screwing over.
You know what?
He's got a 7 ERA.
I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with Bobby.
Did you see the Orioles DFA'd Kimbrel?
I saw it yesterday. Yeah. I saw it yesterday.
He's been horrible.
I know they got like 1.8 left in guarantees and like a $13 million club bonus, so he won't see that.
No.
He won't
see the postseason either.
Yeah, he won't see that.
All right, we can't talk about baseball this season, yesterday, any time currently without mentioning this guy. What a joke. Dude. What an absolute joke Shohei Ohtani is. Here's the highlights.
There they go. Ohtani down to third, and he is safe at third base. Stolen base number 50 for Ohtani, and they are standing at Lone Depot Park. And the pitch coming to Shohei Ohtani. He swings, hits a drive to left. This ball's back. There it is. Number 50. The first player in the history of Major League Baseball to have a 50-50 season. He is incredible. Shohei Ohtani with an opposite field home run. 50-50.
Man. Dog, he hit that damn
ball. He wasn't done.
He hit that damn ball to South Beach.
Yeah.
He absolutely crushed it. And dude went 6-for-6 at 10 RBI.
I thought they had a doubleheader. Like when I started seeing the stats flash across social media, I was like, dang, I didn't realize they had to play the Marlins twice yesterday.
Dude.
Nope, he just did that in one game. He had an opportunity to get to 50-50.
Yes.
And he did it. Oh, twice over,
yes.
Hit three homers,
yes.
6-for-6, like you said, 10 RBIs, three home runs. He had two stolen bases.
Yes.
Like
he's unbelievable.
I don't.
Dude's unreal.
I don't know what else to say about
it. He's unreal.
He's Is there any other athlete in their sport currently that's as much better than everyone else as he is at baseball?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Like, Mahomes is here on Sunday night. He's better than him.
Yeah,
I
man.
Think.
This dude, I mean, it's just ridiculous. This dude could pitch too. And he's a frontline pitcher.
The
too.
One year where he didn't pitch, he went 50-50.
Yeah.
And now next year he's going to go back and pitch. He'll probably win the Cy Young.
Yeah, man.
He'll probably win this the Cy dude, Young. This, he this, might pitch this year if they make it far enough in the playoffs.
Penny.
That's the thing about
he's
it
worth
that's crazy.
Every penny and more.
They
dog.
Paid him $700 million, yes. And he's 100% worth it.
He's worth it.
It might
dude.
Be a bargain.
Dude, this guy.
It
I mean,
might be
Andy,
a bargain.
Watching this man play, and I know, you know, I mean, he started his own club. You know what I mean? Like, he started his own club.
Yeah. 40-40 is cool.
Yeah. But you know what?
How
I got
about 50-50?
I got this upscale right here, all right? Ain't no plastic cups here, baby. We use number China, number crystals. You know, we serve number champagne in this thing. Man. You got to go to the 40-40 club to get Hennessy. We drink Louis here. You know, that's what he got, dog.
Pretty much.
Yeah, man. But it was unbelievable performance by him. And he's leadoff hitter, too. I mean, this dude is just sick with it. And poor Marlins. I don't know what happened in Miami, but he beat their ass by himself.
He got a standing ovation at an away game.
Yeah.
It didn't happen very often.
But I mean, and he ain't no little dude. Like, he's a big man.
Big ass dude.
He's a big man.
He always has that, like, that smile on his face where he's like a little bit, he's like a little embarrassed to be so much better than everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, Tiger used to have that smile when he used to kick everybody's ass back in the day. It's a little bit like, yeah, I guess I did it again.
Yeah,
it's like a little bashful about being so dominant. It's crazy, man. I don't know. It's fun to watch. I wish he didn't play for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
It's crazy that the Angels had him and Mike Trout and couldn't even win
and that's
80 games.
And you know what's so funny? Because I heard people talking about it. Let's see what he does in the postseason. I said, he's had success in the postseason. Like, damn, no, he's
never been in the postseason
before. I'm like, he's never been there before.
My guess is he'll be fine.
He'll be fine.